gorgeous, darling, but is it art?
Streetside is Auckland Writers Festival's annual fringe event, taking place tonight in the heart of Britomart to coincide with the festival's opening night. It features a range of literary events with guest appearances from writers. Beth caught up with director of Streetside for 2025, Ruby McComa, about the events planned for tonight.
Tell me about Streetside 2025. What's in store for festival goers?
Yeah, so Streetside 2025 is the cool, quirky, I guess, almost opening to the Auckland Writers Festival this year, being on May 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. I guess similar to other fringe-style events, there's going to be performances, there's going to be panels, there's going to be workshops, there's going to be kind of events that blur the lines between those categories, and there's also going to be a whole lot of other things there as well. So it's a free festival in the heart of Tamaki Makaurau, hopefully bring together examples of the freshness and vibrancy of our kind of creative writing scene here at the moment.
Awesome. For people who haven't been before, what can they expect vibe-wise?
I think comparing it to, you know, other mainstream festival spaces where you're kind of sitting down for an hour or two, you know, purely as an observer of a panel or of a discussion, Streetside kind of necessitates interaction. So whether that's by going up to authors afterwards, whether it's by engaging in a performance in Tokutai Square, whether it's engaging in a workshop, whether it's even just kind of bouncing from one venue to the next and kind of getting, you know, packing out your evening how you choose. Super interactive, fast-paced, I'd want to say. Even some of the longer events are kind of broken up into chunks so that you can really structure your evening and your experience of the festival as you want. There's going to be experienced authors, established authors who have, you know, just fresh books coming out, talking and stories start here in Allbirds. Kind of backed by popular demand, there'll be El Jaguar doing the book fight club in the middle of Tamaki Makaurau, which is super high energy.
Yeah, I remember that from last year. That was pretty awesome.
There's going to be, I think, kind of what's new this year is there's a more of a focus on workshops and on that kind of engagement. You know, writing is great in silos, but what makes it really powerful is when we're writing in collaboration with each other and seeing this practice as something you can be in community with. And that was something that I wanted to bring to my curation, is how can we kind of blur the lines between just writing and poetry and prose as this isolating practice to something that really, yeah, it does grow from the streets and does grow from conversation and from energy. So hopefully Streetside achieves that. But I guess the TLDR is to be moving. And your festival goers can expect to be moving, to be exposed to new ideas, to be exposed to fresh voices, to hear about the fresh texts of established voices, and to be challenged. I think a lot of the writers that are a part of this year's Streetside are, you know, that's kind of challenge and critique, and, you know, that real exciting grit is really present in their work. And so I'm hoping that it's also something that audience members take away, is like, okay, you know, how can we think outside the box with our own writing and with our own creative practice as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that idea of kind of that organic, like, inspiration, you know, everyone kind of like flitting around, trying out different things, writing together. Yeah, that's what makes Streetside really cool, I think. Are there any events you're particularly excited for this year that you've been working on?
The incredible Tōlofa Tōtua is going to be facilitating a zine-making workshop in the Heyman Building lobby. So it's right next door to Daily Bread. So I think the idea of bringing visual text alongside written text and kind of zine-making being a format for that is super exciting.
Absolutely.
I think people oftentimes think of, like, writing and there's like you can kind of very easily fall into this idea that to write is to write a novel or to sit down and write a long form text. And formats like zines or like comics or like workshops are kind of pushed to the wayside a little bit, but I'm really excited for Tōlofa and for audience members to have an opportunity to really explore what making zines means and how you can still have these really critical, pertinent conversations through that medium.
Mm.
I'm excited for Stories Start Here, so the incredible event with Antonia Murphy, with Rachel Paris, with Dominic Hui, and Gavin Strawhan, all talking about the almost the seeds of inspiration that started their some of their texts, and what were the twists and turns that led them to those final, you know, final drafts and then the ultimate manuscript. Because I guess it's that inside scope into a writer's process that so many of us don't necessarily have. Especially in such an informal context where you're really just listening to a writer, you know, unpick what were the twists and turns for them. I think that'll be really cool. And then finally, Toikupu Heikapu Fetsu, Poetry to Catch the Stars, which is an event kind of co-curated by Matsuriki and Michael Bennett. That'll be in Rocket Man. It's bringing together a lineup of 10 of Tamaki Makoto's most dynamic, powerful performance poets, all in one space, all back to back. Again, fast paced, again, you know, challenging what it means to bring writing to a new medium, so bring writing to performance. And I think Rocket Man as a venue is really cool and aligns really well with their vision of a cozy but still like bubbling with excitement space.
Awesome. Yeah, those all sound great. How do people get to Streetside?
Yeah, so Streetside 2025 is May 9th. So this coming Friday, which is not a lot of time.
No.
From a planning perspective, I'm like, ooh. It's building up to be a really awesome, festival. From 6 to 8 p.m. in Britomart Precinct, there are paper maps floating around various locations of central Auckland, but people can find out more information on the Auckland Writers Festival website. Yeah, the key venues are all listed there. The dates and the times of specific events are all listed there. But for people to make the most out of their evening, I'd recommend having a look at what's going to be on offer and kind of planning out what to go to when, so they can catch all the moments that they want to on that night.
Awesome. So exciting. Everyone get down to Britomart this Friday for Streetside.
That was Beth speaking to Ruby McComa, the director of Auckland Writers Festival's annual fringe event, Streetside, about the events planned for tonight in Britomart.